Athabasca, town of Athabasca councillors decided against voicing concerns about the rising prices of fuel to regional politicians after Count Ida Edwards brought the idea to council's attention. During the November 7 council meeting, a motion to write a letter of concern to MLA Glenn Van Dicken and MP Shannon Stubbs in regards to the current price of fuel was defeated with a vote of 4-2, with councillors E.D. Yule and Edwards in favor. We have a lot of businesses in our community that are burning diesel, and last week it was $1.74 per liter, downtown, said Edwards. She cited an anecdote from a resident in the logging business who's spending more than $1,200 per day on fuel alone, as well as the high travel requirements in rural communities. Edwards listed rising costs for delivery of town services, as well as for services like FCSS programming, and increasing transportation costs for Aspen View School Division, as areas of concern. Sarah Grayling voiced her opinion on the matter, and said high prices aren't only affecting fuel costs. I think we could review an income statement for any operating company right now and list 10 to 15 items of concern with our inflationary environment, she said. The concern where our economic environment is significant from a lot of different aspects. Darlene Reimer expressed similar sentiments to Grayling, and urged consumers and ratepayers to take action. Contact Glenn, contact Shannon, write your own letters. Call them, get in their faces and tell them your concern. Ag Society receives a hand-up. Town of Athabasca councillors opted to move forward with a donation to the Athabasca and District Ag Society after an ask for funding presented at an October meeting was discussed at council retreat. During the November 7 meeting, councillors voted 6-0. Mayor Rob Belay was absent, in favor of donating $1,000 to the Athabasca Ag Society, with the sum to be taken from the Grants to Other Organizations 2023 budget. The $1,000 is a great donation. It will help us with two snow plows, said Camille Wallach, Ag Society president in a November 15 text message. Looking at the town's strategic plan, it's a great start with helping with enhancing our success in community building and having numerous welcoming community events. Wallach, along with Society Director Treve Johnson, presented to council during the October 3 meeting, and detailed the organization's recent community efforts as well as their expenses. The initial ask to council was to enter a 50-50 cost-sharing agreement for utilities, as well as continued support for the costs of snow removal at the Ag Society grounds. Despite being located north of the river and up the hill, the grounds are within the town's corporate limits. The Ag Society hosts many community events throughout the year, so, we're looking forward to continued and enhanced regular support from the town, said Wallach. Belay said in addition to the donation, council will consider ongoing support for the society on a per-request basis, but noted council is mindful of setting expectations for other community groups. We have to be careful about setting precedents, but that's why we chose to give a $1,000 donation versus, okay, we're going to come plow your snow, said Belay in a November 16 interview. Will we in the future consider helping them with utilities? I don't know. At the current time our decision was no, we couldn't do that. Doesn't mean that we might not consider that in the future. SwiftNet signage request denied. Councillors voted 4-2. Councillors Dave Paholik and Yule were opposed to deny a signage request from local internet provider SwiftNet on the basis of precedence and keeping public areas free of clutter. We have, in the past, not allowed these signs for businesses, said Grayling, who put the motion to deny the request on the floor. I agree, I think we'd like to clean it up a little bit more at the riverfront, and it was getting quite cluttered, said Count John Lemessurier. Edwards also chimed in, echoing Grayling and Lemessurier's sentiments. I don't want our riverfront to become a billboard. The sign, located near the roadside on the east end of the riverfront park, was initially placed by CCL over a year ago. Sal Rachel Ramey noted the town made several efforts over the last year to have the sign either removed or properly permitted according to the signs section of the town's land use bylaw. CCL was purchased by Lloydminster-based SwiftNet April 1, 2022, and in October 24 email to the town, President and CEO Darren Elder said the company was not aware of the proper procedure conflict and submitted a request to obtain permission. I understand why council made that decision, and I have no problem with that, said Elder in a November 17 follow-up. Elder said although the sign hasn't been removed yet, the company is making plans. We have to do something with it for sure, it's a little ways from us, so I can't get a truck there right away. Lexi Freehill, Town and Country Today.com.